From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And Madeline Brand is away, so I'm Luke Burbank filling in. Democrats on Capitol Hill are back in power in both the Senate and the House of Representatives.
The Honorable Nancy Pelosi of the state of California is duly elected Speaker of the House of Representatives for the 110th Congress, having received the majority of the votes cast.
Nancy Pelosi became the first woman in history to be elected Speaker of the House. As the top Democrat in the House, she's responsible for swearing in all the members of the House. Earlier today, 33 senators took that oath of office, 10 of them newly elected members.
In this part of the program, we'll ask several members how this Congress will be different from the last, and we'll hear from a Republican grappling with his new role in the minority, the outgoing chair of the House Armed Services Committee, Republican Duncan Hunter of California.
First, though, we begin with NPR's David Wellna, who joins us from Capitol Hill. Hi, David.
Hi, Luke.
Now, David, I did a hitch on Capitol Hill last year, and I was mostly asking you for tips because you've been there for a long time and seen a lot of these opening days of sessions. Does this one feel any different? Is there a different vibe in the air?
Well, look, in fact, I've been covering Congress since 6 years ago when Republicans were exactly in the middle of a 12-year run in power. And I must say there's sort of an Alice in Wonderland through the looking glass sensation to this opening day. Instead of hounding Republicans in the halls at the Capitol, we reporters are now all chasing the Democrats to find out what's coming next and what their views are. I'm actually speaking to you from the Senate side of the Capitol, and we just had a very unusual kickoff here when Harry Reid, the new majority leader, invited both Democrats and Republicans to meet behind closed doors in the old ceremonial Senate chamber to see if they could bury some hatchets and try to get along better. And following that session, Reid came out sort of locking arms with the new minority leader, Mitch McConnell. And Reid told a big scrum of reporters that, in effect, peace has broken out in what's been a very fractious Senate.
Now, I know that you're not accustomed, members of the press, to people getting along, working together. But Senator McConnell and I believe this is a new day in Washington, that our efforts are going to be to work on a bipartisan basis in an open fashion to solve the problems of the American people.
Republican leader McConnell also weighed in, saying sort of hopefully that some of Congress's most significant achievements have occurred during times of divided government. It's a whole new ballgame, Luke.
Well, David, if the Democrats want to get through with any of their big plans, they're going to need to sort of have everyone vote largely in lockstep. They don't have a very big majority in the Senate. Their majority in the House is pretty small. Do Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi seem to have that kind of control over their caucuses?
Well, I think the past years of having both chambers with very slim differences in the numbers of Republicans and Democrats has shown that the smaller those differences, the tighter the party discipline tends to be. And that's because leaders simply can't afford to allow their members too much leeway or they'll lose to the other side. Now, Reid, as minority leader, has shown he can hold Democrats together in the Senate, and Pelosi, in the same role, has done as well in the House. But Reid has only 51 senators in his caucus, and 60 votes are needed to pass most legislation in the Senate. So he's going to have to not only hold his caucus together, but pick up some Republican support as well.
And speaking of that slim majority in the Senate, what's the latest status with Senator Tim Johnson of South Dakota? He's the Democrat who suffered a brain hemorrhage back in December.
Well, Johnson's still in the intensive care unit at the Washington Hospital where he underwent brain surgery. And his doctors and wife said yesterday that while he's improved steadily, he has months of recovery ahead. So I doubt we'll see him in the Senate chamber anytime soon. And that will leave Democrats with only 50 members actually voting.
David, when I was there, I was amazed at how much time these guys spend fighting with each other as opposed to legislating. There's a lot of nice things being said, but is there any real chance that this 110th Congress can actually be different from the previous few Congresses?
I think when you have such small majorities in Congress, it's inevitable that there's going to be a lot of scorched earth rhetoric. But Democrats also know there's a big presidential election coming up, and they want voters to see them as different from Republicans. So maybe they will try to be nicer than Republicans were to them.
NPR's David Wellna joining us from Capitol Hill. Thanks, David.
You're welcome, Luke.